Well, I tracked down Marcel, and get this. He's right here in New York, filming Outbreak 2, The Virus Takes Manhattan. Hey, buddy! Marcel! Marcel!
Excuse me, folks. This is a...
Oh, sad. We know, but we're friends with the monkey.
Good morning. Hey, pal. Look who I brought. It's your old friend, Harry Elefante.
Oh, shoot.
I don't get it. You seemed so happy to see me yesterday.
Hey, don't take it personal. He's under a lot of pressure. You know, starring in a movie and all.
Now, just how big of a star is Marcel?
In human terms? Say, Cybill Shepherd.
What?
So, you guys in the movie, or are you just really paranoid?
Hey, Sal. Jerry wants to know if the monkey's ready for the subway, sir.
Excuse me. Jerry is the director?
Which one's he?
One in the director's chair.
Gotcha. Please.
How come I'm walking with you?
Well, we're just going over here so that we can get away from
the horrible flesh-eating virus. For the love of God, woman, listen to me.
Is he looking? Is he looking?
She refuses to acknowledge that she has a mustache.
Is it bad?
It looks like one of her eyebrows fell down.
Stop.
Now, unless someone convinces her, let me bleach it, Jean-Claude Van Damme's going to be making out with Dave Catlin.
I'll talk to her.
I hate it.
That's camouflage, man. For a minute there, I almost didn't see it.
Excuse me.
Nah.
Oh. Is your name Chandler?
Yes, it is.
Chandler Bing.
Do you know me, or are you just really good at this game?
I think you must. Fourth grade? Glasses? I used to carry around a box of animal crackers like the purse?
Susie you must. Right, yeah, wow. You look... great job growing up.
It's nice to see you're not still wearing that denim cap with all the little mirrors on it.
Oh, right. Well, I graduated fourth grade and realized I wasn't a pimp.
Remember the class play? You pulled up my skirt and the entire auditorium saw my underpants.
Yes, back then I used humor as a defense mechanism. Thank God I don't do that anymore.
Oh my God. You're Jean-Claude Van Damme. I didn't know he was in this movie. He's so hot. You think? Got the muscles from Brussels? Wham, bam, Van Damme? Did you see Time Cop?
No. Was he any good at it?
Rachel, he like totally changed time.
Wow.
So why don't you go talk to him?
Yeah.
What? So you go over there, you tell him you think he's cute? What's the worst that could happen?
He could hear me.
Oh. Okay, I'm doing it for you. Oh, Rachel, don't you dare. Don't. Tell my cook!
Excuse me. Hi. This is going to sound kind of goofy, but my friend over there, who cooks, by the way, she thinks you're cute.
You don't think I'm cute?
I don't know. Do you think you're cute? Okay, we're kind of getting off the track here. I was supposed to come here and tell you my friend thinks you're cute. So what should I tell her?
You can tell her I think
her friend.
So listen, how many times am I going to have to touch you on the arm before you ask me on a date?
Well, let's try one more. There you go, St. Bernie's, 8 o'clock.
Yeah. And who knows, if things go well, maybe this time I'll get to see your underwear.
No one was around to hear that?
So what do you think? What a jerk! I kept talking about you, and he kept asking me out. I mean, naturally, you know. I said no. Well, thanks anyway. He just kept asking. Rachel, if you want to go out with him, you can. Sounds like a big jerk to me. That's what you want to do.
John Washington, yes, I'll see you tonight. Thank you.
And then John Claude took me to that place, Crossroads, and that's where we hung out with Drew Barrymore.
Ooh. Oh man, she's so smoking. She's got the greatest set of. No guys around, huh?
Does anybody need anything? Oh, I'll have an espresso. Oh, actually, I'll get it. If I ask you to, you'll probably end up drinking it yourself. That is so unfair.
I know.
Like you would drink her coffee after what you did to her with Van Damme?
Hey, Joey, I have to cancel racquetball for tonight. That was Marcel's trainer. He's going to let me have him for a couple of hours.
You're blowing me off for a monkey?
Hey, we can reschedule for Saturday.
Yeah, unless you hook up with a bunch of pigeons.
Hey, stick a fork in me. I am done.
Stick a fork what?
Like when you're cooking steak.
Oh, okay, I don't eat meat.
Well, then how do you know when vegetables are done?
Well, you know. You eat them and you can tell.
Okay, then eat me. I'm done. I've met the perfect woman. Okay, we're sitting on her couch, we're fooling around, and then suddenly she turns to me and says, "You ever want to do it in an elevator?"
Oh my God! What did you say?
I believe my exact words were, "Fanging." I mean, I didn't know what to say. How do you know if you want to do it on an elevator?
Oh, you just know.
Oh! Shoot, we gotta go. Got a reservation in 30 minutes. Oh, no. You see, what I had planned shouldn't take more than 2-3 minutes tops.
200 seconds of passion. We gotta go. But, here's an idea. Have you ever worn women's underwear?
Well, yes, actually. But, they were my Aunt Edna's. And there were three of us in there.
Well, I was thinking it would be kind of sexy if you wore mine tonight at dinner.
You want me to wear your panties?
Could you?
Well, if I was wearing your underwear, then what would you be wearing? You're swell.
Check it out. I made Marcel's favorite dish, banana cake.
Ooh.
With mealworms.
Yeah. Candle. What do you think's going to happen here tonight?
Hello. Oh, hi. Are you on your way over? No, I understand. I mean, a monkey's got to work. No, it's no big deal. It's not like I had anything special planned. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Okay. Okay, bye.
Okay, Rachel, why don't you start talking first? All right. I feel that this is totally unjustified. She gave me the green light. I did nothing. Do you think I can't see you in the TV set? All right, Monica, if there is something that you would like to share...
You know, you had no right to go out with him.
That is the most of it. Just get something else.
I did not say you did.
You just absolutely like to talk. Did you just flip me? Okay, well, you wouldn't let me finish, and I would... Ow, that hurt. Quit looking. Ow, you...
Alongside you guys.
Forget about it.
Are you doing this for me?
I'm hanging in. And a little out.
Oh. Assistant to the director. That's a really exciting job. I mean, you must have a ton of cool responsibilities.
I have nothing to do with casting.
So what are you guys going to eat?
How come all I can think about is putting that ice in my mouth and licking you all over?
Because I went to all boys high school and God is making up for it?
I want you right here, right now.
Right now, right here? I think we're kind of a public play.
They do have the shrimp.
Meet me in the bathroom.
I'm going to the bathroom now.
All right, mister. Let's see those panties.
All righty.
Shirt tucked into them.
Oh.
All right. Now, I would like to see you wearing nothing but them. Take your clothes off.
Okay, but I hope you realize this means we're going to miss hearing about the specials. Hey, you want this done quick or do you want it done right?
Turn around. I will see you from behind. Oh, somebody's been doing his Buns of Steel video.
Well, you want me to clench anything, or... Susie? Susie?
This
is for the fourth grade. Oh, what do you mean?
What I mean? What do you mean, what do I mean? I mean, underpants, mister. That's what I mean.
What do you mean?
My skirt? You lifted kids laughing? I was Susie Underpants till I was 18.
That was in the fourth grade. How could you still be upset about that?
Well, why don't you call me in 20 years and tell me if you're still upset?
weeks ago. I was watching Sudden Death, and now I'm on a date with Jean Claude Van Damme. Can you beat up that guy? Can you beat up that guy?
Sure.
So wild. Yeah, I gotta admit, I was kind of surprised that you agreed to go on a blind date.
Normally, I wouldn't do it.
Well, what made you make the exception for me?
Because Rachel told me you were dying to have a threesome with me and Drew Barrymore. Oh, by the way, Drew has some ground rules.
Or your sweater gets it.
Okay, that is my favorite sweater. That is my third day sweater.
Say you're sorry.
Okay, you want to play? Okay, let's play. Let's play.
What are you going to do? You give me back my sweater or it's handbag marinara? You don't have it, guys.
Oh, yeah? Well, at least I wasn't too chicken to tell some guy I thought he was cute. Ow!
Sorry that I made you stop seeing him.
Well, I'm sorry I went out with him when I knew you liked him.
I'm sorry that I borrowed your gloves.
Took off.
Oh, no, she took off. With my clothes!
Are you naked in there?
Well, not exactly. Wearing panties.
You always wear panties?
No. This is the first time.
Wow. Talk about your bad luck. I mean, the first time you tried panties and someone walked off with your clothes.
I was not trying them out. Susie asked me to wear them.
Well, let me see.
No. I'm not letting you or anybody else see ever.
All right. Whoa. Someone's flossing.
Joey, some people don't like that.
Chandler's wearing panties.
Let me see.
No, no, you let me see.
Hi, Tushy.
Right. What are you getting your underpants?
Oh, no.
Can't help you. I'm not wearing any.
How can you not be wearing any underwear?
Oh, I'm getting heat from the guy in the hot pink car.
All right, look, Ross, I'll give you $50 for your underpants.
Perfect.
Cage, can I have the milk after you?
I'm almost done with it. Keep your panties on.
Hey, and I'm in the movie.
Hey!
What happened?
One of the virus victims called in sick, so Kathy recommended me, and boom, I'm dying on a gurney.
Oh, Ross, Marcel just finished his last scene, if you want to go down there and say goodbye.
That's okay. I mean, he's probably got, you know, parties to go to and stuff. You know, he's moved on. Hey, that's the way it goes, right?
Oh, my God.
What?
Going on here. This man is dying.
Cut.
Can't you see what's going on here? This man is dying.
Cut.
Can't you see what's going on here? This man is dying.
Mommy.
Can you see what's going on? This man is dead.